wake-up song and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Nice. Nice edit, Richard. Nicely done. We'll revisit that.
I don't know. Yesterday was pretty solid.
Yeah, I just turned it off. I just don't want the questions, you know. And we got them. We'll have them. You know what? It'll be Fireside Chats fun tomorrow. People want the whole situation with Eric to be so much more than it actually is. And, like, you know, call it. Oh, what happened? Is there, like, it was not some huge blow up. It's just, you know, just something. We made a move. That's it. That's, and I'll tell you exactly what it is. If you ask the questions, I've been telling people on email and stuff like that. There's no animosity from me to Eric at all. I mean, he's reached out. There's no anger. He's still sponsoring the Wake Up song with the ELO team. I just think there was a moment where all the tension in the world had gotten to this room. And as a manager, you have to sit back and say, is this something that's going to explode? Or is this? And it wasn't just him, by the way. The room was tense. We had no idea why. And then, you know, I think there's just an awful lot going on. And I think show first had to. He's being taken care of as well. And, I, you know, it's easy to reflect now because yesterday – The hellfire that happened. I mean, we had the eternal flames of hell right here in our city. It's simple to sit back and say, these are the easy things. We at least have our health. I got an email that says, seeing the hellfire yesterday, John, I was moved as a Japanese-American whose great-grandparents were in Nagasaki in Hiroshima. That train crash made me realize how close I was to never being born. Signed, Takito Johnson. You can call me Gary. I Takito Johnson, Gary?
Takito?
Takito. It's Takito. Takito? Takito? I don't know how to say it. He was barely even... The train crash made him realize he was almost dead. Another guy emailed me and says, we're putting these railroad ties in as a walkway in my house. I don't know how close they were to being the railroad ties yesterday in Tempe, but I go in my backyard and I just shudder to think how close that train was to being in my backyard.
They needed those for the rail.
Oh, my God. Rick, you caused this. The eternal flames of hell.
It just looked like the most miserable thing you could ever possibly imagine. A vision of eternal flames of hell.
That's right. Just, I mean, it was that big.
Listening to her voice is like the eternal flames of hell.
Yeah,
gosh,
I can't
terrible.
Disagree with that. I cannot disagree with that. Yeah, it's, you know, it is what it is. And now the looky-loos that go down to Tempe and stare at all the train cars are going to be stuck down there for a while. That bridge. People love destruction. Stuff falls down and they love it. When I went back to... Because I had to go back. Guys, I know it's going to be tight, but I had to fly back.
Here we
the
go.
Week after 9/11, I had to fly back in a plane. Oh, geez. We took a couple laps, you know. But landed, and then there were people in the airport. Like I remember them asking immediately, can we go down there? How close can we get? They wanted to see it. Like we flew over it, and the plane practically tilted because out the left window of JetBlue – everybody was leaning as we got over New York City because it was still smoldering. Everybody wanted to see the destruction up close. And that's going, I mean, even as minor as this may be now down there, everybody's running around. The looky-loos were pulling over on the freeway, and it's weird. And I'm one of them. I'm not saying I'm not. If I went by there, I would stare at
it.
People love destruction. People, and I wonder why. I wonder what the mental reason behind that is. It's got to be because we do think, like, wow, would I be able to survive that, or how out of control we actually are in a lot of situations. So,
well, you think about it a little bit in context of what like men, if you camp, for some reason fires are mesmerizing for guys. They like creating fires. So a big fire on the
rail bridge collapses in camping.
Yeah. Well, he's thinking
if it's got fire involved, people stop.
That's right. Well, people don't necessarily stop for a campfire, but they do stop for a large fire.
Looks you in the eye.
All right, Jonah. Settle down there. Brady took that scene that Donald Sutherland had and
are you sure you
backdraft
didn't get
a little seriously, I think.
Are you sure you didn't get the Oculus yesterday and you've been deep diving all day?
I don't think he knows what reality is anymore. What time does the Oculus arrive? Brett, do you know about the Oculus?
No, I don't.
So Brady's child's birthday is tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and she had on her list the virtual reality headset.
Okay.
And some... small plastic hands also. Those were the two things she wanted more than anything.
Were those the things that came up on Toledo's Amazon thing yesterday?
Baby hands. Dr. Dingus's baby hands.
Ugh.
And also virtual reality supercomputer for her head. And with Brady being at home alone all the time, we're thinking this VR machine is going to be a masturbatorium. He's going to get to use it finally, what every father's dream is, something he can share with his child. She uses it for games. He pops it on and goes and tugs in the other room. They can share $550. This thing's
wow.
delivered. It's delivered today. And the family doesn't come back into the house till later today, right?
Yeah.
So if it gets there early, you can get a good old, you can at least start to learn how to use your daughter's birthday present for your own spank needs.
Might have to, yes, I might have to break it open.
Have you used the virtual reality?
No, I haven't yet.
I call it Beats headset because that's what it
Beats
is.
Fest.
It's the Beats headset. Dr. Dre has nothing on this. It is unreal to look at porn in that. I haven't done any action with it, but
I have porn
seen,
on it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
On Pornhub, they have a whole bunch you can just search out virtual VR stuff and all this. They have to be right for your phone to go through into the machine
right.
with the Bluetooth in. It's amazing.
How much are those?
What did you pay, Brady? Like $550?
Yeah.
$550. And tell me that that's just for a kid. No 12-year-old gets a $550 gift for her birthday unless dad gets to use it too. You got to abuse
get them,
that thing.
You could probably get them a little cheaper right now, but they're in demand.
Yeah. But it's worth it to you. You weren't going to wait for the sale price. You were going to go after it right away, and it arrives today. So we're worried. So tomorrow, Brady should sound very, very
relieved.
Different. Well, I mean, maybe even British.
Hey, man.
Good morning, everyone. It's been a wonderful evening. 360 degrees of nudity.
So I can't put it up on the big screen because
yeah, that's what it looks
network,
like. Right?
But
yeah. So it's sort of fisheye on a regular computer, and then when you move the screen around, it moves too. You can do it on your phone, but it just kind of you just move the phone around and it gives you the whole angle. But it's POV.
Yeah.
And it
VR.
Yeah.
There's a whole section on Pornhub VR.
Yeah. Oh, it's
tilted a little more here.
Yeah, you get the sun in there. Let's take a look. These two ladies are friendly.
$550.
$550 just to have another planet delivered to your house, really.
Oh, I can't afford that on overnights. Come on.
Now Team Brett is fighting for another reason.
I know. Email that in. Come on.
Let's go.
GoFundMe for Brett's
that's
Oculus.
Right.
Yeah. But that's how last night this is hilarious. I was watching South Park, and you don't go to South Park to not laugh. You don't go to South Park for the very special episodes. They're usually pretty pointed. They have a message that's pretty awesome. And, you know, a couple episodes were reruns last night of The Smug Factor. I don't know if you guys have seen that one where everybody buys a hybrid card, but it instead of smog, it releases smug. And your whole city can be captured by smug. And it's like a weather storm. And once it happens, it'll make San Francisco disappear once the storms collide. Very funny episode. And very, you know, it's a pointed, satirical look at how we act around this. That was from 2006. And then the next episode was another. And I'm watching it. I'm laughing. I'm kind of, you know, letting go of the day. And in the middle of it is a commercial, 2-minute long commercial. 2 minutes. It says you have to file your claim in your lawsuit now if you've been raped by Boy Scouts.
I've seen that.
It's
I've
like
seen
2 minutes
what?
Long. Yeah. And I started.
It's like a mini documentary.
It's long.
It is.
And then it like runs, like it seems like it's over and it starts again. It says, the Boy Scouts have already taken your innocence from you. Don't let them take away your rights to sue. And I'm like, there's a dude somewhere out there who was raped by his Boy Scout leader just trying to watch South Park and get away from it all. And he had to be reminded during the smug episode that his Boy Scout leader once penetrated him and he hasn't done anything about that. And they're telling him, TikTok.
Yeah,
you got till the end
November
of
September, or something like that.
The end
yeah.
of September before you can your rape is meaningless.
Yeah,
I was just trying to watch some South Park, and I was reminded of the horrors of the rape in my life. And the Boy Scouts are being like, just
I don't
just
know if this is the right one, but the Mallard Law Firm has one.
They have
no,
this.
I don't think
is
that's
that. I don't think that's it either.
No, it's a check on there.
If you have a child who's been the victim of sexual abuse at the hands of an older
during
Boy
South
Scout,
Park.
Then there is legal responsibility for the Boy Scouts having not.
They're suing the hell out of the Boy Scouts and everybody.
Must be big in Sarasota. That's where this guy is.
Anybody touched in the butthole by a guy in an ascot is on this thing. And I don't know. Like you just have to call and get involved. But I just thought, wow. I know how advertising works. I know how the sales department works. They had to call the law firm and say, hey, I understand you got this thing going on. And what are your rates? Because we can run it during, I don't know, Ridiculousness on MTV, fired off during Tosh.0 and South Park on Comedy Central, and really, you know, hit the audience right where it matters. Because how many people did they think watching South Park had been raped by Boy Scouts to buy that time for 2 minutes? That's not cheap. That's an expensive commercial. So they plan on making a ton of money off of these guys. And that poor bastard that was just in it for a nice night had to be reminded of being raped during South Park. The last thing he went to Comedy Central for was to be reminded of his butt diddling. But if you were raped by Boy Scouts, and I didn't know the Boy Scouts were raping each other. That's what the commercial says. Were you raped by an older Boy Scout? Like, oh, man. No, a younger one. Does that count? He was very strong. The whole thing was a sex party. Somehow or another, that's...
There's a Montana lawsuit that alleges council leaders' abuse dates back to 1955.
Oh. You can sue going all the way back to that?
So it's been going on for forever.
Time out. You're telling me that there's some 76-year-old guy watching South Park that's like, that's me, yeah, the horror. The eternal flames of hell.
No, that's running on a different show.
I don't think so. Why is it on South Park? Why is it during comedies?
It's on. It was on during that 70s show, too.
Age of the, that's a pretty big period of those kids being old enough.
It's death to the show, Brady. Yeah, it's just death to the entire program of South Park when you try to actually say, all right, let's hit him over the head. There's a guy out there who's been raped who's having a nice time. Let's remind him.
The oldest plaintiff in the Montana lawsuit is now 79.
And he's going to go for it now.
Oh, yeah.
He made it all the way, and right before he checks out, he's going to take down the Boy Scouts. So it's been just a nightmare for him. Well, good on him. You should probably sue. I'm just saying, the majority of people watching South Park haven't been raped by Boy Scouts.
I would think.
So maybe Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, you know, if you're not aware of the lawsuit of the Boy Scout rape and you were raped by Boy Scouts, you've passed by. You don't want it. You don't want to deal with it. I don't want to
maybe
be reminded
you've just been
of that.
Shopping law firms.
Yeah. It's like, Brady, it would be like watching, you know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer around the holidays. And in the middle of it, it's like, have you been raped by Boy Scouts? With sleigh bells in the background. You've only got a few more days until you can get in on this lawsuit. Otherwise, it was for nothing. So just a reminder that if you were raped by Boy Scouts, you don't have much time left.
The lawyer in the Montana class action suit, he's won over $19.9 million verdicts that forced the release of the organization's secret perversion files that contained the Boy Scouts of America's internal concerns about its volunteers' sexual behavior, some of which were substantiated by court proceedings. They kept it in a book.
Did they move from the Catholic Church to the Boy Scouts now, or what?
Well, they were tied together for a while there. So
was Father Dale a pack leader?
Father Dale had an ascot, there's no doubt. Sometimes he'd show up in just the ascot when he's trying to dunk you in his hot tub. You went to Dobson, too. Yeah. I forgot about that. Brett's a Dobson guy, too, and he was also too ugly to be molested by Father Dale, because evidently we're
the
only ones. Yeah.
How about this for a suicide deathbed quote?
This is his deathbed letter. I've never molested a child. I have held, caressed children, and yes, that looks bad. I may be, to a small degree, a pedophile, but I am not a child molester. Roger Maddox on his suicide report.
Ugh.
Hey, and now back to South Park, everybody. How much fun are we having?
Can we have another train collapse, please? It's getting a little serious.
It was so weird, because they went to commercial right off of like a big laugh, too. Like, it was a very funny moment. Like, it's hilarious. Have you been raped by Boy Scouts? I'm sorry to bring the room down a little bit, Comedy Central audience.
Nationwide. It's alleged that more than 12,000 boys have been molested by 7,800 perpetrators within the Boy Scouts. Oh,
so every one of them was nearly doubling up.
Yeah.
Almost.
Two for ones.
Two-thirds of them doubled. Ugh. And everybody else was a one and done or just committed relationship. Holy Moses. I don't need to know this during a comedy. Put this on something else. Put this on that 1,000-pound sister show.
Ugh.
Everybody's depressed watching that. It's like, well, of course they're. But, you know, I turn it, and Comedy Central has that problem, too. And I hear that Sarah McLachlan thing, and they show that pussy-eyed dog. I'm like, out. I just look down and turn it. I'm like, you can't do this, Comedy Central. It's not funny. It's just
now,
not.
And then it makes sense, because before you go into the Boy Scouts, the level below that is Weeblos.
The Weeblos, yes. We get it. All right. In plain sight, you're saying.
How long you been waiting for that one?
Yeah, in plain sight.
Did you scribble out three or four different treatments of that before you finally settled on the delivery?
No, it was just all sorts of different things going on.
You sound extra creepy this morning. What's going on over there?
It's the VR.
He's just waiting. Are you in that weird kind
the
of...
The only thing I got is from FedEx this morning is Chewy.com being delivered.
But you ran to the door when that bell rang, I bet.
Yeah.
And it turns out it was dog food.
Goddamn raw yes. bones.
Stupid bones. Ah, just keep slowly stroking, waiting. I'm going to puff it up a little bit and wait for that delivery.
John, yeah. since they've ended it, don't you think that Brady's only thing he's going to be looking at in virtual reality is a buffet in Vegas?
Oh. Yeah, you can probably visit some cooking shows VR, Brady.
I figured there's going to be some extra programs, just like when the HD first came out and you're watching that nature program. It's just showing
Non-stop.
Different national parks.
Sunsets and eagles flying around.
Yeah.
By the way, Dave Eggleston said, my penetration badge is worthless if that lawsuit goes through.
Take that off your belt.
Eggleston, you're disgusting. But yeah, don't do that during South Park. Is there some sort of a commercial, some sort of class action suit that during my comedy show, the commercials have to fit in? Like, put it in during, like, you know, the news, for God's sake.
You just have to start recording them.
Yeah, and then fast forward through this bus. Yeah. Maybe that's what. How about that, though? How about those guys who, you know, watching South Park that have recorded it and fast forward through the spots and never knew that they could make money off the Boy Scouts? And what do you have to prove? If a dude who's 79, I wasn't in the Boy Scouts. I guess that's the first. Brady, you were a Boy Scout. Get in on this.
Can't. I don't have
previous
any,
felony?
Any juice in that.
Why not?
Hey, you're not 79. Out. You're good.
You were kicked out of the Boy Scouts?
Pretty much.
For what?
Age or?
We were, no.
You were the Eric of the Boy Scouts?
What?
I was riding, we'd meet at a church on the meetings, and one time I was messing around with some toys. I rode a big wheel through the chapel of the church, and we were destructive on a retreat one time. We did some, we were just hooligans.
Brady, the statute of limitations is up on this. You can be more open. What do you mean you were hooligans? You were just troubled children? What did you destroy?
41 years ago.
Yeah, you were destroying stuff.
We didn't do any destruction of anything. We weren't good listeners to this guy. It was like you just knew all of the stuff because you kind of grew up camping a little bit, and it was just like a waste of time. Now, my brother took it a little more serious. He spent more time with Alan Fazenbaker.
Yeah. Who was in trouble, right?
No.
No.
I don't think so. But no,
he could be.
Maybe my brother.
Yeah, ask your
see
brother.
That commercial.
Your brother should start watching some South Park, and maybe he'll something will pop up again. Well, that's interesting. So you just thought the Boy
but
Scouts
there
was a waste of time?
I think there was one Scout leader originally that when my brother started, and his sons were in it, but the father might have been one of the guys on
one of the touchers.
And I don't know.
Ooh, were you a Boy Scout, Brett?
No,
no, me
no.
either.
No.
You weren't either. Your kid was, wasn't he? Didn't you
Cub
get him
Scout.
In there for a little bit? Cub Scout.
Cub Scouts.
And that's the precursor to
and
Boy Scouts?
They were assholes.
Yeah.
The Cub Scouts or, you,
oh,
or your
no,
kids?
All the kids that were in the Cub Scouts were assholes, and the leaders were just assholes,
kids.
Too. So I just was,
well, kids are.
I was just like, no, I mean, like, this is the one I told you around the campfire, one of the retreats they did. A kid punched another kid and almost pushed him in the fire.
Oh, yeah.
And then his dad was just,
stupid stuff.
His dad was just like, who is the scout leader?
Yeah.
His dad was just like, well, what did you do to.
Your boys will be boys.
I'm like, no, your son's an asshole.
Yeah. Well, that's fun.
And that might have been it, too, because I did, you know, Cub Scouts, Weeblos, and then into Boy Scouts, and you're just done with the whole scouting thing. If I would have just gone right into the Boy Scouts, I probably would have lasted a little bit longer.
No, you wouldn't have.
You don't think?
But probably not.
No, it was just not for you, and that's okay.
By the way, Brady, Rebecca Cooper has emailed and says, here's what I pray for. Brady's going to be halfway through his first tug session on the VR when Kirby finally comes home after 50 days and says, Daddy, no! Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like you hated the Cub Scouts, and I think you should get in on the lawsuit because your voice alone lets me think that there's a bigger story behind it. You just sound you don't want to talk about it. You wrote a...
Shifty. Sound a little shifty.
You had a big wheel through the chapel and... I don't want to talk about it. We were just hooligans, so I quit. It happens. Oh, speaking of gay stuff, did you guys see the Andy Cohen? You know who that is, the guy on E! Or whatever. He's got the coronavirus antibodies, right? Brady, you do too, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Do you have strong ones?
Yeah.
Like they're saying that these are good. Why don't you donate
those
them?
Are showing up. It's because of, she goes, I can't. Right now, if there's still a fragment of
you're still positive.
Yeah.
So once you're negative, you can start handing over
plasma,
and it helps out. Are you going to do that?
Yeah, I'd like to.
Yeah, should. Why not, right? Andy Cohen is trying to do it, but he's gay, and there's a rule in the world that says you can't give blood for that kind of stuff if you're gay. You can't give your plasma. And then I looked into it. Do you know what the rule is? Like, there's a couple, like, real...
It's just a worded if you had sex with a man.
If you've had sex with a man in the last 3 days, you can't do it.
Oh, so it's just one? They don't give you a couple?
Dudes? A couple of fellas? Well, if you've been double penetrated, you have to wait 6 days. What are you asking? You're going to get so much DP video on that headset. You're going to be introduced to so many new weird things. But yeah, no, I don't know about double penetration. It didn't get that deep, Brady, but you can dig deeper if you want. But I found it odd because I thought, can a woman give plasma 3 days after taking one in the trunks? Isn't that the same?
I would think so.
I mean, if a dude... I don't know. Do they ask that question of women? I have to... Like, Rebecca, you just emailed something awful. Tell me. Is that something... Look it up, Rich, because I don't know if that's true. Because I never knew that... I knew that they had a rule years ago that gay people couldn't give blood because of the HIV, and they were worried. But if you've had sex with a man in the last 3 days, you're not allowed to give your plasma. And he's trying to...
First search, can gay men donate blood?
And can they?
That's what I'm
trying. I need to talk to my neighbors about this. And it's just because they're getting a little... I know plenty of chicks who like it better back door. Does that mean they can't give blood?
Starting in 1984, many countries changed laws that prohibit donations of blood or tissues for organ transplants from men who have sex with other men. Classification of males who engage or engaged in sex with other males excluded them from donating blood.
So girls who like it in the can also excluded, right? Because that's essentially the only thing, isn't it? Or is it moral?
It's an organ from eternal hell cannot go into another person.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, that could be it.
This is from April 4th of this year. The FDA has announced a relaxing of its restrictions on gay men being allowed to donate
blood. Which is
weird
because that's what gay guys always say, relax.
In light of the coronavirus disease. Instead of 1 year, if a male has had sex with another male, he needs to wait 3 months to donate blood. So you got to abstain for 3 months.
If you're gay?
If you're donating blood.
So gay guys can't have sex for 90 days.
In order to donate blood.
To donate blood. But a woman can, like, whore around and throw her butt anywhere.
Yep.
It doesn't say anything about a woman's butt.
Doesn't say anything.
I'm not an advocate for all these people or any direction. I'm not going for slutty women who love it back door or gay guys and whatever they want to do. But that doesn't seem right. Like, Andy Cohen should be able to give blood, shouldn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, they can test it. What would you rather have, blood from a gay guy or a whore, Brett? You're not hired here yet. It's all right.
It saves your life.
It's a who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
I prefer it to be mixed. I'd like a cocktail.
You'd like whore woman and gay man. Would you?
Yes.
You wouldn't care. I've gotten blood before.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't tell you who it's from, right?
We just got this text. So
is that certified?
What, my gay blood?
The blood that you're giving me.
Yeah, I did. I never asked.
Good question.
I never asked. I didn't ask.
How would you know?
Yeah, how would you know?
In college, that was like a cheap way to get the STD test. You go donate blood, and if you pop for anything, they have to let you know.
Jeez, that's brilliant. I didn't know that.
Wow.
Is that right?
So you would just check no on all the...
What were you worried about?
Everything.
Really?
Yeah.
I never thought of that. I always just let it up to the girl I was dating when she went over to the gynecologist. She didn't have it. I didn't have it. That was my...
That's another way.
It wasn't a smart move, but it's the way I've lived my life. And I'm STD free.
It's worked out for you so far.
Hey,
so
yeah.
What the hell?
Look, I'm the one... Hey, look, if the person I'm with has it, they're up to something.
Yep.
So I'm so far so good.
Do they ask you beforehand? Have you taken it back door in the last 3 months or what? I mean,
are
how
you
does
gay?
That?
Yeah. Yeah. But what's the difference?
But that's after 3 months, you're okay.
According to the CDC, all donated blood products are tested for HIV and other pathogens such as hepatitis C. The revised policy matches that in the UK and much of the rest of the world, which in 2017 implemented a 3-month deferral policy.
Huh.
But it doesn't state anything about being bisexual, about being lesbian, about anything.
Oh, yeah.
Like
bisexual isn't gay.
Yep.
And that gay ladies don't count. So it's just backdoor loving.
Yep.
So it's completely anti-gay is what it is.
So after 3 months, you're not gay? If you don't take
right,
it in the
yeah,
back door?
Yeah,
okay.
That's what Pat Robertson says.
You know, if you just take 3 solid days away from the dick,
you'll be straight again. You just have to wean yourself off of it, and it can be hard.
Cycle. You have to cycle out.
90 days. Brady, you wouldn't care if a gay blood went in your body.
No.
It doesn't make you gay.
What if it does?
And that's what the doctors won't tell us.
It's happened to a couple of friends of mine.
Yeah, they get the transfusions. And look, if it means living, but you, like if a doctor told me, he's like, you're going to die without this blood. But when you come out of this, you'll be a homosexual. Like, all right, let's go. I'd rather be alive.
I've been looking for a change in my life.
Right, yeah, that might be fun.
Yeah, wanted to redecorate the house.
We the only blood that matches is a gay man's blood, and it will make you gay. It's like, yeah. Am I going to live? Yeah. All right.
Okay.
I guess I'll adjust.
There's a couple of cute dudes at work.
Yeah. What? It doesn't mean I'm going after Moynihan. Not around here. Oh, no. Dustin's adorable. Have you seen that?
That's right.
Tank tops,
that's right.
Tight shorts. I'd probably hang around Dustin a little more often.
Yeah, the tank top at work, that's a bold move.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I can't do it.
Mm-mm.
I could never tank. I can't tank top anywhere. Tank top.
Tankini, maybe.
Yeah, no, Toledo's right. There's some cute guys here at work. You want to gay blood me and it turns me over? If I'm alive, I don't care. That works for me.
John, I donate plasma twice a week. And on the sheet, they ask you if you have had sex with a man who has had sex with another man in the last 3 days. Wouldn't that be... Isn't that double negative? Like
sex with a man is it sex with another man. So if you're one removed, well, no. If you're a man and it's asking you that question, it's just say, are you gay?
Right.
But if it's a woman, have you had sex with a man who's been with another man in the last 2 or 3 days? We don't want your blood because we don't know why. That seems weird to me. But he's been trying to give the antibodies to help out the coronavirus, and they're like, nope, sorry, too much ass play. That's essentially what the ruling is. Seems awful.
And how easy, I mean, that question just alone, you say no, and then you donate the blood, even if you're lying. How do they filter that?
I don't know. What if they find out that you are and that there's some sort of gay police that, I don't know. It seems weird, but I didn't know that rule was still a thing. I knew it during, they just got a horrible email. I'll pass on the poop blood. Like, all right, that's not what happened. See, this is where the ignorance kicks
pass.
In. I'll pass on
there's
that poop blood.
There's the other conspiracy. You look on the line of people that said when they knew they were gay when they were a kid, you find out they had a blood transfusion at an early age.
Yeah, and the doctors knew the whole time. Yeah, Alicia says, I donated blood a couple weeks ago, and they ask you a ton of questions before donating. They didn't ask me about having anal, but they asked if I knowingly had sex with someone who's HIV positive. I'm like, what? The answer to that is, what do you think, I'm crazy? Have sex with a gay or a bi man? Was I in a relationship with a man who possibly has sex with another man? Yeah, how is a woman to know if a guy's on the down low and he's taking...
Yep.
She doesn't know and she's just trying
taking
to be helpful.
Loads of D.
This is just an anti-gay thing. And since I've gotten so close to my neighbors, I think it's wrong. I want it stopped. If those guys can save my life, they will. Yeah. You know what I find strange? Both, and this is just because, look, it's been... we're all adjusting. And my gay neighbors like my shoes. And I found it to be both a win and a strange feeling. Oh. Are they gay? Wait a minute. Is that right? These are nice. They love my shoes. I'm fashionable. And then I'm like, oh, wait. Are they gay shoes? Like, I don't know how to take a compliment from the boys. They like my clothes too much. And then they make fun of my clothes all the time, too. When I'm outside and they're like, nice socks. I go, well, wait a minute. That's all right. I'm not trying.
You throw those out, don't you?
Well, then I get nervous that my socks aren't right. They're very judgy. Michael is incredibly judgy. He says so all the time.
Yeah.
He's very judgy. That's weird. You can't give blood.
My friend Farrah's gay couple, they're very judgy too, but they're fun judgy. Like, and they're
he's
and
a
they're
blast.
Usually spot on.
Look, I'm convinced Michael doesn't know what the inside of his own house looks like. He's so busy looking at my place out his front window. You got some guy, I got a text. There's somebody out in the looking for something. He yells out the window, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, this guy's here staking lines because they're going to do a dig here soon. He's like, I'm looking for gas lines. Move your truck. He just wants him to do something. The guy moves his truck. Don't park it there. And then I get a text. Your weird old friend is standing outside spray painting our cul-de-sac. Yeah, he's going to do some gas lines. This isn't fair, but it's funny.
I was going to let you.
Says, John, you can't donate blood because, because you just Eric out of a job. That's not the same thing. And stop it.
You got
that's
a 3 month
just
wait.
Flat mean. 90 days, I can give blood to the workplace again.
To the workplace. I just have to sit out a few plays.
Come on. You think I'm not wrestling with everything? It's not been a fun week. Need you guys kicking me in the nuts over this whole thing. Doing what's best for the people. Him included.
Hey, John. Train collapse here yesterday. Boy Scouts effing kids.
Yeah.
And an earthquake in California this morning. Hey, happy 2020.
Yeah. Well, I'm wearing my 2020 dumpster fire shirt today because it just is. It just is. And then Google announces they're not going to do anything until next June.
What do you mean they're not going
to
do anything?
Nobody's going to work at Google until next June. And if you ever want a precursor
to July.
Or in July, you're right.
Wow.
If you ever want a precursor of people who kind of know things before we do, Google knows everything.
Oh, yeah.
They're shooting for next July as a safe return date. That basically means we've got at least another 8 or 9 months without some miraculous vaccine popping up. And this thing's going to just eat us alive. So 2020 can take the blame, but 2021 is going to get eaten up too. And basketball's back tonight, so that'll be good. You get the bubble, those players. And the one – remember, Brady, we talked about this because you and I were at the game when the Cavs played the Suns a couple years ago when LeBron was a Cav. And I sat behind the Cavaliers bench, and I've never heard the N-word more in my life than out of LeBron James's mouth. And
I had to cover my ears.
And I've never heard cussing, like, ever, like the crap-talking – LeBron had, it was eye-opening. I'm like, this dude is like the face of the NBA. He is and there's kids all around, and it didn't matter. I mean, the cussing was amazing. There are all sorts of articles now saying, get ready for the sights and sounds of LeBron James, the loudest voice in the arena, that he cusses, and the televised thing's going to be tough because they're going to have to beep him out so much because there's so much cussing going on with LeBron, and they've got to ask him to temper it. But they're basically telling the fans, get ready. You've never heard the NBA like this before.
I may start watching basketball again
it
now.
It needs to be unfiltered.
Yeah.
Because when you're on the floor, I mean, it was a different game sitting behind the Cavs bench, hearing those huddles, hearing the guys talk, hearing LeBron come back screaming. Like, I'm the baddest mother effer. And like, he's come back to and he's smashing his chest. And he had so much energy, but it was all just vulgarity, which I loved. But I kept one of the reasons I loved it. Is because the guy next to me and his kid were sitting there, and the dad was like, this is all right. Well, this is the way it's going to be. His hero is right there. He says retard all the time. And it was crazy. He introduced himself to Frank Caliendo and Frank's son, and Frank said he must have said the R word like 12 times to him and his son. Like, he just constantly throws it around. So it's crazy. But, tonight the NBA, and that's a sell to me. That's something that makes me say, all right. This is a new angle. I've seen it in person. Now I want to see how the TV stations handle, because TBS will do it tonight and everything else. The Suns are back for
but
whatever.
You know how it plays out, though, sometimes when they mic up the NFL player.
Yeah.
They filter it.
They pull back, but it's
the
not mic'd
does,
up.
Because they know they're mic'd.
Right.
So this one will be able to pick it up in general, because there's not enough noise, too. Right?
But I guarantee you, mic'd up during the game, you see, sometimes the heat of the battle, those mic'd up guys start cussing and screaming. You get the beeped out version later in NFL films. But there's some stuff, I guarantee you, the NFL's like, you know, mic'd up or otherwise, don't play that. Don't even come close.
Oh, but Craig Gass, smack talking.
Craig Gass sat on the sideline of a Seahawks game and came back and he said,
yeah.
I've never heard the N-word more in my life than what those players screamed.
That was that Steelers game, wasn't it?
I think it was the Seahawks-Steelers game. Yeah. He said it was just a constant stream of vulgarity, and he goes, and you watch the game and you don't know that's going on the whole time. These guys are cussing and screaming, calling each other names, and
because I think you asked him to quote
Burger, just throwing it out there.
Well, he was hurt in that one. That didn't work out. But yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, Mason Rudolph was tossing it like nobody's business. But that was why, you know, because Craig even said, I don't know why everybody's mad when Myles Garrett said that he heard that word on the field. He said, I heard it like 30 times in the first half on the sideline. It's crazy. But you know, how real it is or how accelerated it is in your brain. But I heard LeBron say it a few times. And it changes everything. It's like a door that opens. You're not supposed to be in that room. And so it'll be on tonight. And with no crowd, I'm surprised. They've done a good job in baseball. I can't hear the players talking at all.
No. Are they doing crowd noise for NBA too? Or?
Well, they do a cool thing with the NBA where they're taking these I watched a couple. They take these giant screens and put them down the side. And then there's virtual fans. So you can – I guess, I don't know if you buy a ticket or how it works, but you get on the screen, your big head's on the screen, and there's a ton of fans watching, and they have them off in like these screens throughout the facility, and then the big giant monitors, they look like concert screens, like Metallica's back screen, just has like whatever the home team would be. If it's the Denver Nuggets, the whole thing's decorated in Nugget stuff, makes it feel like it's their stadium.
So it's like a lot. Is it live people?
Yeah. Yeah.
How long until somebody whips their crank out on that thing?
Oh, it's coming. I mean, it's happening. Yeah.
First night. Yeah. Are you kidding me? I hadn't thought of it until you just said it, but now it's going to be everyone.
But I think that it's easy to eliminate. There's got to be a guy. Well, look, crank
those,
police.
If those chicks can flash boobs at the World that's Series, true. That's yeah. all it's going to be.
Yeah. Man. I'm watching that now.
It's down to the delay, but they could get away with them.
But even in the arena, you don't, you know, looking up going, hey, that guy's dick's out. I hope it doesn't make it on TV. But yeah, somebody on Zoom is going to whip their crank out.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Or flash or whatever. And I mean, we're better for it that way because they don't catch it a lot of the times when, like, the end of Teen Wolf is legendary because you've seen that. You look surprised. You know what I'm talking about.
No.
In the crowd, a dude just pulls his pants down and starts helicoptering his crank around. And they left it in the final movie.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's in the movie. Like, the dude's dick is out. It's hilarious. God. It's the celebration.
Still?
Oh, yeah, it's still there. You can get it on YouTube. You can Google it and it shows up. But yeah, the I don't know if new copies of Teen Wolf are being printed at all, but you know, you have the old one, that's going to be in there. And it's not easy to catch, but once you catch it, you can't unsee it.
Oh no.
Like an extra decided to take his chances with the director, and if he noticed, he gets kicked out, he never works again. If not, he's legendary.
Legend,
and no one knows who this guy is. I don't think he's ever been named, but there's his dick. Yeah, watch that. You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, that's a great
one. Here we go.
Here's the scene.
Oh, that's not it?
No, you got the clip, right?
I got the picture.
Here, watch. No, here's the video.
Oh, there it is.
And they have it blurred out in this. But yeah, at the end when they're celebrating after the Teen Wolf penis shot comes up. It's Michael J. Fox is kissing the girl because he's... See him back there?
Young Louis C.K.
it's Louis C.K.'s first job, Brady. You're right. It's his first acting credit. Yeah, it's crazy. But once you see it, you can't unsee that dick is out. Yeah. And then he reaches down and puts it back and zips up. It's a long shot, too. And he's kind of all by himself. I remembered him being more in the crowd, but he's kind of isolated. So, yeah. We'll get that tonight.
I can't see that now.
A basketball game. So it'll be just the same. It's the it was a, you know, foreshadowing to what we see in the bubble. I might just buy a ticket and be one of those virtual guys and take Brett Fesley's idea and do the Frank and Beans up there on my Zoom. What are they going to do? Kick me out of a game I didn't want to go to anyway? All
you
right.
Got a Teen Wolf it and just helicopter up there?
Whenever the Suns play the Pelicans, I'll whip my balls out. Like, you're banned from this. All right.
Gee.
Oh, darn. Oh, no. The reaction I would have would be similar to this. That's what she saw when that kid's dick came out of Tina. Eternal flames of hell. Anyway, let's get to a wake-up song, shall we? And it's brought to you by our friends at ELOteam.com. That's Eric and his wife, and they're doing their real estate thing. See? No ill will, everybody who wants to make something more out of something.
You still can't give blood.
I can't give blood.
That's right.
All right. It was a funny joke, but look, I have feelings too, see? What about me?
Clearly you don't care.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? I have to care about things, and that's a lot of work. What do you got up there?
Flood of requests dealing with the train. Surprise, right. You're dead. Which I don't know why. Nobody died. Lake of Fire, Burn in Hell from Twisted Sister. That was on text and also from Brett Vesley.
Yeah, that's a keeper right there. Burn in Hell, Twisted Sister. Make it happen. Name the movie Burn in Hell is from.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
That's right.
Yes.
Brett Vesley knows. They're filming the video for Burn in Hell.
I'd have been stumped, Alex, on that one.
They're filming it while Pee-wee's running through the Warner Brothers lot. And they're...
See, no evil. Yeah, in the back lot,
Don't you speak no evil. It's not a very good song, but in honor of Dee Snider being named like something the other day, remember we had a thing about Dee Snider?
He had his new release out as well.
Dude, he's like the most rockinest rocker of all time or something. He had some stupid award he named after himself. Again, loudest concert I've ever heard outside of Moby was the second Dee Snider started singing at that. We had some 80s festival at our old station at KDKB when they used to play 80s music.
And what band was passing the hat?
They had, well, Skid Row still to this
that
day.
That was that show?
Yeah, Skid Row without Sebastian Bach begged for money from a stage and said that Dave Snake Sabo, the guitar player. Like, there we are thinking, here it is. I mean, this is probably 2008, 2009. And we're like, this is amazing. Like Skid Row's back. The guy's not as good, but the songs are still cool. And you're remembering back when these guys could pull any girl out of the audience. And they were kings of earth. They were opening for Bon Jovi, who discovered them and made them. And the guy breaks it at the end of the song and says, guys, we barely made it here. Dave Sabo had to sell some guitar to make it so we could buy gas to get up to this gig. So if you please buy some of our merchandise. And they had a tip jar in their merch tent you could drop money in to save Skid Row. And it's like, oh. And then, like, Firehouse came out, and they did the song that they do. And everybody's like, oh, this is not as good as I remember. And Dee Snider was the host, and he sang, I forget with who, but when he grabbed the mic, it was electrifying. The dude had stage presence like I'd never heard. It was so loud. The Night Ranger came on, and the guy's lisp is so pronounced I had to leave.
Don't say that. I'm a fan of Night
He's not giving blood either.
Until you hear, Sister Christian, oh, the time hath come.
I prefer my memories how they are from 1984, seeing them live in concert.
It was a strong lisp, and I walked out on that. They had a couple songs that I forgot that they did. They had a couple of hits that I forgot other than Sister Christian. But all right, you got Twisted Sister from Pee Wee's Big Adventure. It's your wake-up song in honor of the eternal hellfire that reminded so many of the bombings of Nagasaki and Hiroshima. The fire was forever. Wow. So to our Japanese-American listeners, I'm sorry yesterday was such a reminiscent nightmare for you.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.